everyone, and welcome to this week's Social Media Roundup. To stay up to date with all the latest news, tips and tricks, don't forget to subscribe. First up, Facebook has recently revealed how they collect data outside of the Facebook platform. So for any websites that you're visiting that use a Facebook plugin for either likes or shares or anything like that, Facebook can collect data from you to say what website you're on, whether you've previously been there before, what OS system you're using, so whether it's Windows, Linux, Apple, what browser you're using, and your IP address. This can only happen if it can link it to a Facebook profile. So if you're browsing normally and you're logged into your Facebook, it can collect your data. If you use, say, an incognito tab, it will collect the data, but because it can't put it towards a Facebook account, what it's going to do is it's just going to put it away and not try and link it to anything. So they can't use that, so they're not actually using the shadow profiles, which a lot of people have thought they are using. Next up, they're looking to seek permission to use facial recognition on your Facebook account. Now, what this is going to do is it will create a profile of your face, and if your friends or anyone take a photo of you and put it onto their Facebook, what it's going to do is recommend it should tag you in it. So it's going to try and start auto-tagging photos so that you're not missing out on moments that you could be tagged in. And the other reason they are doing this is to target spammers. So anyone who's looking to use your profile photos or any of your photos for negative reasons, whether it's catfishing or whatever, they're going to crack down on that and stop people from doing it because they're going to see that this face as such isn't actually related to that profile at all. It's related to your profile. You own this kind of face profile. You might have already seen the prompts come up. I've already had them come up on mine. It's about five or six different tick boxes, and there's nothing too bad about it. I don't think it's really that invasive, and I think it will be a good thing for the future, both personal and for business as well. Next up, there could be up and down votes on comments. So this is going to be a great way for people to stop spamming comments. So if you are creating content and people are doing spammy comments on it, like go like my page or this is rubbish or anything that's just pointless and not related to the content at all, what people can do is they can upvote a comment and they can downvote it. So if they upvote it, they're saying this is a comment worth reading and it will be higher up in the list. It will be more visible to everyone who's seeing the post. If they're downvoting it, it's going to get put to the bottom. Very rarely people are going to see that. It's not something that's coming soon, but it's definitely something that's in the works and they're thinking about. Next thing Facebook are trialling are premieres. So this is for their live video. What people are doing at the moment are they're really using live video a lot, and a lot of people are creating events around it, so they're doing these really big, high-production events. The problem is with that is the logistics. To make it really flow well is actually quite hard. So what they're doing with these premieres is they're enabling you to pre-record your event so you can put some real production value behind it and make it this amazing event. And then you can live stream that after you've recorded it. So it makes it still more of this live event, but it's just a bit nicer. It also gives you the opportunity to start looking at the comments more and start replying to the comments. At the moment, it's really for content creators and studios and, you know, big people like that who really want to put the time into this. But it should roll out to a lot of people soon, and it's something that I think is really interesting. Next up is Facebook ads. So they've recently said that they can potentially predict your future behaviour using the AI they've got. What they're doing is saying that your customer could potentially move to another supplier in the next 3 or 4 months or something like that. So you can start targeting ads specifically at them to stop them from going over there, so they can, you know, you can leverage loyalty, price and everything like that to actually get them to stay with you. This is a really interesting advertising tactic, and I think something that is going to be super powerful in the future if they get it right. I think it's hard to predict what people are going to do, but you never know. Next up on the ad space is they're looking at using playable ad formats for games. If you're creating a mobile game, you should be able to create a advert that lets people test that game out before they even install it. When I first heard about this, I thought it was really interesting and thought, isn't that going to stop people from downloading the game? But that's the whole reason behind it. It's stopping people from just downloading the game and then deleting it a second later once they've opened it up and been like, no, this isn't for me. So it's getting people to download the game who are actually interested in it, who are going to use it, who are going to be engaged with it and push it forward and hopefully help you get some revenue from it. I think all of this together is really going to help the Facebook ad platform. It's doing so well at the moment. In the first quarter of this year, it actually saw an increase in ad spend of 62%. So people are using it more and more. And I think all of these extra benefits are just showing that it's so much better than any other paid advertising platform out there at the moment. Next up is Twitter. So they've recently released a list of their spam rules and how you should try and not break them. So a lot of it is down to people creating multiple accounts that do exactly the same thing, posting exactly the same thing, and that's not what they want. So if you start doing that, you're going to start getting banned or getting your posts not shown at all, really. So what they recommend is you create one account, that's what you post from, and then if you do want to, you can create other accounts and retweet it from there. So the actual message is coming from one account, but then everything else is tweeting it around it to make it shown more. If you've got accounts that are similar but aren't quite the same, but that one message still works across them, you might want to retweet it. But if you're doing the exact same message, they're not going to enjoy that. Another thing they're cracking down on is high bulk retweets, likes and comments. So if you are in charge of a lot of accounts and you're just retweeting hundreds and hundreds of posts or liking hundreds of posts, basically if you're automating it a lot, then they're going to start cracking down and stop showing your content as much. Reddit have recently shown numbers that they actually have more active users than Twitter now. This is amazing for the platform, and it's pushed Twitter down further than it already is. The other great thing about Reddit is that people are spending more time per session on Reddit than they are on any other platform. So it's going to be interesting to see how we can leverage Reddit to help push our brands and get our name out there. It is very similar to Twitter, where you have to be engaged with the community to actually get anything out of it, but it's worth having a look at and trying to see what you can do with it. The next new thing is that Pinterest are trialing new profiles. So they've recently added a new cover image, which is amazing. So basically what they use is they're using your pins that you've got, and they're creating it into this fantastic cover image. It's a massive improvement on what it was before, and I think it's going to really help bring a lot more interest to Pinterest. One of the great things about it is it's dynamic, so it can automatically update this cover profile as you do new pins, or you can select certain pins. So say you're in fashion and you're doing trends, you can have this season's trends as your profile image, and it can just stay like that forever as you pin new things onto it still. Instagram have recently added an amazing new account. It's called @design, like the at symbol and design. It's an account to celebrate everything creative and interesting about Instagram. It's highlighting different accounts and different brands and showing the creative content that people are producing and putting on Instagram. It's an amazing thing to follow, and I think everyone should be looking at it and seeing what other people are doing. Moving on to YouTube, they've recently added something called Outstream Ads. So this is a way to get your YouTube video ads in front of people where a YouTube video isn't present. So it's using the Google Data Network to get your video ads out onto other pages, onto other websites. This is an amazing step forward, because using YouTube ads was great, but if people aren't putting YouTube videos on the pages or aren't sharing the YouTube video, they're sharing from Vimeo or something else, those ads aren't going to show up at all. So it's a way to get them out there, get your ads seen more, and, you know, different audiences, a wider reach. Finally, I'm sure you've all heard, but Wetherspoons have deleted all their accounts across all social media. They originally cited that they didn't like the fact that people were trolling MPs, and they didn't like the reliance on social media. They wanted people to talk in person, which is fine for a brand such as that. They're such a massive brand that they don't actually need social media. People just go to them because they know what they are, they know what they're going to get, and it's just a well-known name. Another reason we think that they've recently deleted their social media platforms is because they didn't actually really use them in the first place. Having looked back on the Wetherspoons Facebook and Twitter account, they rarely posted, and it was mainly just highlighting something from their menu. That's everything for this week. I hope you liked the video and you learned something from it.